Unless the courts say otherwise, on Election Day, Pennsylvania voters will be required to show photo ID issued by one of a few governmental bodies. This week on News and Views, a look at some of the controversy surrounding this new legislation. Earlier this month, a Commonwealth Court judge refused to grant an injunction halting implementation of Pennsylvania's voter ID law. Republican State Representative Mike Terzai added fuel to the partisan controversy surrounding this legislation earlier this summer when he checked off the new law as one more Republican obligation met.
The Castle Doctrine's done. First pro-life legislation, abortion facility regulations in 22 years, done. Voter ID, which is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania, done.
While that comment drew a lot of criticism, Keisha Gaskins of the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU School of Law says the numbers show there could be some truth in what Terzai said.
When you look at the number of registered voters right now that the Department of Transportation says do not have photo IDs, that's about 750,000 voters. When you look at Obama's margin of victory in 2008 in Pennsylvania, that was 600,000. So certainly you've already got a greater disparity than you have a margin of victory. And so there's no reason to believe that there wouldn't necessarily be an impact.
Meanwhile, opponents to the law claim, among other things, that too many Pennsylvanians will find themselves disenfranchised on Election Day. As they continue looking to the courts for relief, they're redoubling efforts to educate voters and get photo ID into the hands of those who need it. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News. Opponents of Pennsylvania's new voter ID law are appealing a Commonwealth Court judge's recent denial of an injunction halting implementation of the law. On this News and Views, a look at how the state and voters' rights groups are handling the task of educating the electorate on the law's particulars and making sure those who wish to vote in November have the ID they need. Pennsylvania Department of State spokesperson Ron Ruman says voters who may not have a passport, driver's license, or the documentation they need to get PennDOT's non-driver ID can still get a photo ID.
You can provide your Social Security number, two proofs of residence, and verify that you are a registered voter. PennDOT will verify that electronically while you're there. Then you'll get the new Pennsylvania Department of State voter ID card.
Ruman says the card is a valid ID for voting purposes only, and it expires after 10 years. He adds that indigent voters can sign a document to that effect at the polling place and will be able to cast a provisional ballot. But Keisha Gaskins of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law says Pennsylvania's process for indigent voters will be a bit more complicated.
A person can go vote, and when asked for ID, if they're willing to swear out an affidavit that says they cannot afford any of the associated fees or costs, they can cast a provisional ballot. Once that provisional ballot is cast, they have 10 days to go down to their county seat, not their polling location, but to the county seat to verify their ballot again by signature.
I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News. This week on News and Views, a look at the battle over Pennsylvania's new voter ID law. Supporters of the law say it prevents fraud and protects the integrity of the voting process. Opponents are appealing to the state Supreme Court after a Commonwealth Court judge's recent denial of an injunction halting implementation of the law. Either way, time is short as Election Day looms. Keisha Gaskins of the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU School of Law says Pennsylvania is not the only state awaiting a decision on voter ID regulations, with cases also pending in Texas, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. But she adds Pennsylvania's law could be the most important of those this November.
Wisconsin sort of moves in and out of that sort of battleground state status. Certainly, if the ID law was in place, it might move closer to the battleground state status. And I think certainly, and obviously, Pennsylvania, when we're looking at states like Texas, South Carolina, they're pretty solidly determined to be, I believe, red states.
Gaskin says there are elements of the Commonwealth Court ruling that could serve as the basis for a strong appeal, even though the state is providing voters free photo IDs. But she's cautious in predicting the fate of the law.
I think there's probably a bit of the reasoning in the case that may yield some relief for voters in Pennsylvania. It's unclear how far it would go, whether it would simply carve out narrow exceptions or actually invalidate the law as a whole.
Whatever the court decides, both citizens groups and Pennsylvania officials are scrambling to make sure voters are aware of the new law and that they have the appropriate ID come November. I'm Jim Hilgen, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.